It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 921, How We Paid Cash for Our First Home, by Crystal Payne with GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm Dan, I'm your host. Welcome to a brand new week here at Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And before we get to it, you know, investing can be hard and confusing, especially with ticker symbols and charts flying back and forth on business channels like it's the runway at LAX. But why should something so important to your family's future be left up to the talking heads on CNBC? Enter the Motley Fool. They give you straight talk without the fancy jargon and noise you're used to. Their flagship service, Stock Advisor, gives you two brand new stock recommendations every month, with daily analysis and coverage coming directly to your inbox daily. So what are you waiting for? Go to www.fool.com/optimalfinancedaily to learn more and claim an exclusive discount only for listeners. For now, let's get right to the post and start optimizing your life. How We Paid Cash for Our First Home, by Crystal Payne with GetRichSlowly.org. When my husband and I got married 9 years ago, we had an audacious dream of paying cash for our first home. At that time, it was very much a far-off dream. We were just trying to survive the rigors and expenses of law school without going into debt. That alone was a seemingly gigantic feat. But after 3 years of law school, my husband did graduate without debt. He passed the bar, and we started planning for the future. Since we'd been renting for almost 4 years, my husband had a good job, and our second baby was on the way. Pretty much everyone expected that buying a house would be in our immediate future. I mean, after all, isn't buying a house the responsible thing for a young couple to do? Well, maybe, or maybe not. We didn't have much money in savings, and we weren't sure how long we'd be living in the town we were in, so we chose to go against conventional wisdom and continued renting. Setting a goal. Within the next 6 months, my husband lost his job, we relocated to another city so he could find work, I had some significant health problems in my pregnancy which resulted in numerous hospital and doctor's bills, and we had our second baby. Needless to say, we were incredibly thankful that we hadn't taken out a mortgage and then had to deal with the headache of trying to sell a house at the last minute, especially since the housing market was poor in our area. It was around this time that we were first introduced to Dave Ramsey. While we didn't have any debt and had always lived on a strict budget, going through his Financial Peace University class fired us up to set big financial goals and work hard to accomplish them. One of the big goals we decided to aim for was paying cash for our first home. We crunched a bunch of numbers and realized that if we continued to live simply and frugally and worked hard to bring in extra money through side jobs, we could save enough over the course of 5 years to pay cash for a starter home. It felt like a mammoth goal, and we weren't even sure if we could do it, but we decided to go for it anyway. We figured that even if we didn't make our goal in 5 years, we'd at least be a lot closer to it than if we didn't try at all. Plus, from our calculations, we'd be in a lot better position if we waited to buy, even if it took 7 years to save up enough for a house, than if we were to go ahead and get a 15-year mortgage and pay it off early. We knew that we could buy a decent starter home in the area where we were planning to move for around $100,000 to $110,000, so we divided $100,000 by 60, since there are 60 months in 5 years, and set a goal to save $1,700 every month. Because we didn't have any debt or school loans, and because we lived simply and frugally, we were able to live on significantly less than we were making, thus freeing up a good chunk of money to put towards our house savings each month. Gazelle-like intensity. Once we set this goal, and I blogged about it publicly, we were incredibly motivated to work as hard as we could and delay every purchase we could in order to put as much as possible into our house savings fund. We used coupons, ate a lot of meatless meals, shopped at thrift stores, cooked from scratch, brown bagged it, continued to use our old and worn down furniture, didn't replace anything that wasn't an absolute necessity, limited our going out to eat, only had one car, stayed home a lot, used gift cards from Swagbucks to buy any non-necessities, bought eyeglasses from Zenni Optical, learned to be content with what we had, and continued to live on a strict written budget. Meanwhile, we also looked for ways to increase our income. I blogged, wrote ebooks, and took on freelance writing jobs. My husband did contract work, started his own law firm, and helped me running the blogging business. That first year, we didn't always make our monthly savings goal. We had some unexpected medical bills and car problems that ate up a portion of our savings, but we kept plugging away, throwing whatever we could squeeze out of our income towards savings. The few years of long hours and hard work we'd put into blogging started to really pay big dividends, and by the second year, we were meeting and exceeding our monthly savings goals every single month. As our house savings fund increased, we began to get so excited that we kind of went overboard and worked long, long hours in order to meet our savings goal even faster. I wouldn't recommend putting in such long hours, missing so many social events, or sleeping so little. But the effort paid off because at the end of 2.5 years, we paid 100% down on our first home. Even though I wish we had given ourselves a little more breathing room and margin while saving, it was thrilling, fulfilling, and exciting to achieve this goal, and in half the time we had initially planned. And we are thankful we chose to take a countercultural route and pay cash for our house. Not having a mortgage payment has freed us to continue to save aggressively toward other goals, as well as increase our spending in areas that really matter to us, and give generously to needs in our community and around the world. You just listened to the post titled, How We Paid Cash for Our First Home, by Crystal Payne with GetRichSlowly.org. Ever wondered how to invest or struggled to understand how to make your money work for you? Then you'll probably want to hear about The Motley Fool. The Motley Fool was founded 25 years ago in a garage by brothers Tom and David Gardner. In those 25 years, Motley Fool members got access to recommendations like AOL in 1994, before You've Got Mail was a movie, Amazon in 1997, before Prime Day was a thing, Netflix in 2004, before you were binging Stranger Things, and Marvel, now Walt Disney, in 2004, when Tobey Maguire was still Spider-Man. Every month, Tom and David each pick a stock and provide a deep dive and analysis exclusively for members of their stock advisor service. Members get exclusive access to the Stock Advisor website with daily updates that cut through the noise of the financial market. So what are you waiting for? Go to www.fool.com/optimalfinancedaily to learn more and claim an exclusive discount only for listeners. And that's going to do it for today. Thank you so much for listening to this installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Hope you are having a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Tuesday show, where your optimal life awaits.